My name is Marilla. I am a student at King's College. I study mental health, and my aim is to become a therapist, hopefully specialise in people with autism, especially adults if I manage. And at the same time, I help running a charity, which has just started a few months ago, for adults with autism in London. As I think that there were some problems, at least, with the diagnosis of autism in general, because women tend to have all those traits of... boys and girls tended to get educated pretty differently. Girls were behaving if they were silent and if they were followed the rules and very polite and very precise in what they did. And there were certain rules and certain things they had to do, which make it more difficult to realize if something was wrong with a girl compared to a boy. If a boy is not outgoing, there is a problem. If a girl is not outgoing, it's just very polite and very nice. Plus, girls tended to, they don't tend to mask it better. It's just that it's less, people tend to think less about a girl with autism in general. So even if it's there, they think it's not there. They think it's just, they're just very shy, for example. And instead, there might be something very wrong that is going on, something that needs attention, but it's just very well masked. Even if the girl is not aware, is not doing it on purpose, is not willingly masking anything. It goes the same with social interest or with special interest. Special interest with girls tend to be seen as, again, being a very good girl, being someone that is polite and knows what to do and knows what she wants, while if a boy is just is got a special interest, which is just that, it might strike as more awkward because they're supposed to have a broader idea of what to do, what to say, and going out with friends or not. Girls are not really required to go out with friends, or at least they were not back then. Now it's different. And I think with time the changes, people have started realizing, even before research got there, then when girls started to go out as much as boys started to have more possibilities, people started realizing that maybe there is something wrong if a girl doesn't have that many interests, or doesn't do as much, or just doesn't talk so much, or is just at home and is very shy. And it's nice that now it's opening up to girls and to women, and there's all this awareness and all these criteria that are coming out to distinguish women from men with autism, which is very important. I think it really depends on where you go and which school they're talking about and where are we talking about. Because I see, coming, not being from England, I see a huge difference between the place I come from and how that works and here in England. Here in England is actually, I think, at least for what I've seen, girls tend to be picked up easily. They, at least I think there's more awareness. There's more awareness in people, so people tend to think and see if actually there is something that is not neurotypical going on. I don't know how to put it. But I think at least here, more awareness is getting to girls, getting recognized faster, and then get support much faster. And I think it works for boys as well. I think it works for both, at least in school. It can be a very good thing if the person that you're working with is aware that you have autism, and it kind of helps you out with all the stressing part about research and being autistic, like not being able to always do what you want to do in the way you do it and how you want to do it, which can get quite overwhelming and frustrating at times. But if you have someone that is supporting you and knows, then it's very interesting and is such a reward to do research in autism. You get to not just talk about something that you really know, but you have this feeling that if the research goes as it has to go and you get published and people are going to read it, is actually really going to make a difference. That is great. Then if you have somebody that is doing research with you that doesn't really support you, doesn't know that you have autism, so he can't support you, then it can become more complicated, it can become very overwhelming, and there's something that it might get you to drop out of it, because it's just so much, researching so much information. There's so many things to do that needs to be done in certain ways. And if you're not okay with a certain way, that it can be complicated. But in general, if you have the right support, it's such a great experience. And it's so good that there's so many autistic people doing research. It's nice to have people with autism doing research on autism, because it's just something that we know very well, we live every day, and we have a perspective of it that a person doesn't have autism can't have. So it makes it easier in a way. It makes it, yeah, easier. I don't want to say better, because it is depends on the person, but it helps a lot. I don't think, and this might be just me, that people with autism want a cure for autism. I don't want a cure for autism. I don't want somebody to take away such a big part of who I am. But I really want to have people with autism to have support so they can live a nice life, fulfill life, do what they want to do, and feel happy about what they do, which sometimes doesn't happen. And I think that's the kind of support. I can get that when you have very severe kind of autism and it's horrible and it's overwhelming, some people will want a cure for autism. But I don't think that the majority of people with autism want a cure for autism. That it shouldn't be something that you cure. It should be a way that it should be how it is, and it should be supported, and people should get support, and that's what research should do. First of all, autism doesn't come with mental health. It is not in the diagnosis. It is not anywhere. It's not a compulsory thing for people with autism to have mental health. So saying that mental health comes because of the autism, I don't think is right. I think that people with autism live in a world which is not always made for people with autism, and the struggle is there and is tangible. And that might lead people to have more mental health issues compared to people that don't have autism. But that is true for many other things and not just for people with autism. That is because of the kind of environment people with autism might live in, the kind of things they can't do, the kind of support they get, which is very important. But it's definitely not because of autism. And it is actually is striking every time to see the percentage of people with autism that have mental health, or the comparison between how many people with autism commit suicide, because it's there and the number is so high. But you can't blame it on autism. You have to blame it on environment and support and poor awareness. The less people know about autism, the less support people with autism get. The less support people with autism get, the more they're likely to get mental health problems, the more they're likely to get treated poorly, the more they're likely to don't be listened to, which is very important. And it also depends. I mean, there is not that I know of, there is not many clinics that are specific for people with autism that have mental health issues. And trying to support people with autism in the same way you support somebody that doesn't have autism, that has a mental health issue, it doesn't really work, because people with autism need different kind of support. And that is true for everything. I was discussing the other day about disaster responses. And one of the main things in disaster response to avoid problems with mental health is getting social support. And I was asking, well, but for people that don't really, actually social support is a stressor for them, like people with autism, that don't really want to be in a big social environment to talk about their problem, how would you support them? And the answer that I got was, I've never thought about it, which is striking, which is, it gives you something to think about, because people with autism are many and many more in the population. The more we get diagnosis, the more we get awareness. And if people don't really think about how to support them in the right way, especially with mental health, which is so close to autism, is just normal that people with autism might have more mental health issues. they don't really get support for it. They don't get the right support for it. Well, to work with people with autism in research, just ask. Ask questions and then actually listen to the answer. Because I think people with autism, once they disclose they have autism, they are very happy to answer questions about it, because that's the best way of getting support. Ask question, answer question, you get support, you get what you need if people are listening to you. Make sure some little adjustments are in place when they're needed. Make sure to give people with autism notice and time to think about what's going on and why and what needs to be done. And just don't take things for granted. Don't say, oh, this, you should know that, or you know how that works, because most of the time we just don't. We don't know how it works. We don't know how it should be. We want to know. And once we get explained how it works, we're very happy to make it that way, to make it work that way if it's possible. Or we might try to find solution which make everybody happy and everybody can work fine. But we really need to know what's going on, and nothing can be taken for granted. And for people that research on autism and then they don't have autism, just anytime they're not sure about something, maybe if they can ask a person with autism what they think about it, that would be great. If that is not possible, just make sure you know that you're trying to research on something that you don't really know, that you can't really experience on yourself. And so try to be a bit careful about it and maybe get some different opinions. What should be the best thing to do before doing it? And if you're doing research with people with autism and you ask them to participate in your research, do make sure that you're doing it in a way that is not going to make them uncomfortable. Don't bring them into places with too much loud noises. Make sure that they're in an environment where they're happy with, so they can actually give you significant data for your research, so you actually know what is going on and you actually do a proper research with, in the proper way of doing it, in the way of getting as much as you can from the research. Okay, well, this whole idea that autism has got to be about prevention is not great. I don't think you should try to prevent autism. It's the same thing as curing autism. You don't have to prevent. You can't focus all your research on preventing people from being autistic or preventing people from having symptoms of autism. You have to focus your research on, this is autism, this is what we have, how can make the life of these people better? You don't have to prevent it from happening. You have to help people with autism moving forward and feeling okay and doing their life. You can't cure autism. You can't think about autism as a disease that you need to prevent, that you don't want to happen. You have to treat it as a way of being that needs to be supported. And that's how it should be. And that's not absolutely what research is about. Research is all about finding the gene of autism so we can see how it replicates and we can spot it as soon as children are born. There's almost no focus whatsoever in adults with autism, in people with autism in certain parts of society, in certain social environments. Like, I haven't found almost any research with people with autism in prison. It's not like they're not there, it's just that nobody cares, because you can't prevent that. That is already there, so why look at that? Why not just try to prevent for future generation? But that's not how it should be. That's not what autism is about. That's not how it should be about, and that's not what people should perceive it. One thing that I think is very important is to get a diagnosis, especially for adults. If you think you might be autistic, if you think you might be anywhere in the spectrum, just get a diagnosis. It's very scary, and many people that I've spoke to says, I've been living with this all my life. I don't need to know if I have autism or not, because I've been coping with it anyway. But it's actually very important to get a diagnosis. There's just so many things that go in place after you have the diagnosis. So many things that you realize that you're not the problem. you're not a problematic person, you don't have problematic behaviors, you're not weird, you're not out of the ordinary, you're not somebody, you are different from all the other people, but not in a bad way. There is nothing wrong with you, and everything is okay. And that is such an important thing to know. And even if it's scary, especially at the beginning when you have your diagnosis, it's just so scary, especially when you're an adult, because everything is new, and all of a sudden you are something that you thought you weren't before, and you know nothing about. It just comes with so much realization, and it helps a lot. So it is just so important to try and get diagnosed if you think you might be on the spectrum.